Hey guys, listen, buying a gift for the woman in your life can be really difficult. You spend a lot of time asking your friends for advice and then you still worry if she's going to like it. Well, let me tell you exactly what to get her that she will absolutely love. It's called the Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and women freak out over it. Trust me. Just go to tjritchie.com/deals to find it. Then use the code TJ at checkout and they'll knock 41% off the price. Remember, it's the Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth at tjritchie.com.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Make sure you have subscribed to all of our stuff, all of our podcasts on Spotify, Apple, and the Ace and TJ family app. Got all of that. Subscribe, download, like. We have a story of a guy who has gone through tremendous pain and left him looking at a pool of his blood in the bathroom. What happened to this poor fella? And could it happen to you? We'll find out next.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next.
Guys, if you want to make a woman in your life happy, you get her the Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. You can save 41% right now if you go to tjritchie.com/deals and use the code TJ. Remember, tjritchie.com/deals.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
All right. Ace, I don't know if it was like this when you were growing up, but it was with my dad and all of his friends and pretty much any adult man, which is redundant.
Yeah.
Any man, and grown man is redundant as well.
I'm a grown man.
Mm-hmm. And grown ass man, been played out. Yeah. And people have been saying that since it was funny when we started it in the late 70s.
I always think that means there's about to be a fight.
I'm a grown ass man.
Who are you talking to? I'm a grown ass man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something's about to pop.
Somebody's
off.
About to get hit.
I'm a grown ass man. But when there was a story or something happening in a foreign country and people didn't know exactly what country, it just always covered it to say overseas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good one. That's overseas.
So, hey, did you hear that story from overseas about that guy? So there wasn't a question about it either. Like, what country?
Right.
Over what sea? None of that. It was just overseas.
There's quite a difference between France and India, both of which happen to be overseas.
Right. Or even referring to overseas as Mexico sometimes or Canada.
Overseas. Yeah. You know, Mexico.
It'd be over rivers and lakes. But anyway, this happened overseas.
Overseas.
A guy sits down on the toilet. And when he sat down on the toilet, he'd been there for a second doing his business, and he felt a sharp pain in his testicles.
Oh, that's a snake.
And then all of a sudden, he jumps up, and there's blood everywhere. He's just bleeding like crazy because a 12-foot python had just bitten him while he was on the toilet.
A 12-foot python?
Yeah. Which begs the question, if you're going to be bitten by a snake in the private area, if you're a guy, which one would you rather the snake bite? Your twig or berries?
Probably the berries, I guess.
I guess,
I mean, if I have to sacrifice one, I mean... Is there a right answer?
Yeah. No, No.
Okay. Your opinion. What's the right answer? I don't know.
No, just what you're
on. I think that it would have to be the berries, right?
I guess. I mean, it's the better of two options to me.
Which is going to heal up faster.
But if it's on the twig, it doesn't have to be on the very end of it. It could be, you know.
Yeah, I wasn't picturing the very tip of it. Uh-huh. You were?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is likely. I mean, if the snake is below you, so that's crazy. How do you not notice a 12-foot python your toilet?
It probably wasn't visible when he opened when he sat down. It kind of stuck its head out after
12 feet. What's not visible?
But it's not fully balled up in there.
It's back into the pipes.
It's in the pipe.
It was down in the 12-foot python could fit in a toilet pipe.
Uh-huh. Well, it's a 12-foot long python.
So I feel like I would have seen it. Yeah. I don't know anything.
Well, what if you sit down, then it decides to wonder what's going on there, and we'll go on and see what's going on.
I'm
going to
hear it. There's just no way. A 12-foot python's getting me on the gonads. There's no way without me seeing it.
But we have stories like this all the time, but they never add the details about whether or not, if there had already been something in the water, you know what I mean? If he didn't just sit down, he'd already been doing his business. The snake had to come up.
Like if that's what caused the snake to come up, like, what's going on? I don't like it.
Right. Stinks in here.
Yeah.
Which I think adds to it on the disgusting level. Because would you rather be bitten by a python on your sack if it doesn't have poop on it? Or if it does have poop on it. I mean, I think adding the poop to it. Anytime you add poop to something, it makes it worse.
Yeah.
A poop snake.
Agreed. Always makes it worse.
Wow. What a day. I mean, you think you've got a bad. You got bit by a 12-foot python on the junk.
And it's bleeding like crazy.
It's bleeding like crazy.
And that's what I think the difference would be. I think if it does get into that area, you're going to have more blood than if it bites you. It's a python. They don't have fangs.
They don't?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't think they do. They have tiny teeth.
Oh, do they?
I think.
I know the python is the one that'll squeeze.
Yeah, python, boa constrictor, all of them.
They squeeze you to death, I think.
Yeah.
But I bet they do. I bet even if it's got small teeth.
But yeah,
teeth.
Yeah, it can bite you and it hurts.
It hurts like hell.
But it's not venomous.
Yeah.
But I think it's tiny rows of teeth.
Oh, my God. This is terrible.
So sharp little, like puppy teeth, probably is what I imagine it being like.
Yeah, super sharp.
Uh-huh. Pythons do not have fangs. They do have back curving teeth that grab the prey and don't allow it to escape.
Yeah.
Would you rather have it bite you or get up there and damn squeeze them?
Oh, bite.
Bite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean that.
Oh, you mean just squeeze you down there, not be all the way around?
Yeah, no,
you.
Just like on your nuts. No, just like.
No,
that would be terrifying.
Yeah, I'd rather be bitten, like quick, bam.
Yeah,
I'd rather have a sharp piercing pain than that thing locked in, and you're like, now what do I do?
Oh my gosh!
Imagine that.
So,
pain.
So that tells me that the python thought that was a like a mouse or something
hanging above. Yeah,
because if a python gets ready to eat a goat or something like that, that's when they squeeze them. Mm-hmm. To death, but they're not going. They can't really get around a python that big. I wouldn't think would have to worry about squeezing a mouse.
Yeah,
they just bite it.
My gosh, it's so disturbing. That is crazy.
And for some reason, the picture in the article is a a side by side of the snake hanging halfway out the toilet. And the picture of the guy standing out in front of a wind farm. I guess they said, hey, can you send us a picture of yourself?
You're the best one I got.
How about this?
But the bad part about it is he still looks like he just got bitten in the nuts by a snake in the picture.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, he's got this look. He's like,
It's just sitting in the toilet like that?
Yeah.
Did he kill it?
I don't know. I didn't read the whole thing.
How embarrassing. You bring over the animal control people, and they're like, damn, boy, you blew it up in here. You're like, okay, can you just get the snake, please?
Just get the snake.
Come on. No, I mean, this stinks for real.
Do you try to kill it, or do you just, like, close the bathroom door and, like,
I got to kill it.
I don't know what to do about that.
I
want to
kill it. Well, wait, he's got
their quotes. But how do you kill it, though? You can't beat it because it's going to break your toilet.
Okay. Yeah, and it looks like it was still in the toilet when he took the picture.
Yeah. Okay, I don't quite understand this reaction. I didn't read down this far into it. It says, quote, I felt something biting my balls. It was very painful. So I put my hands in the toilet to see what was wrong. What? I was shocked that I grabbed a snake. I quickly stood up and plucked it out. Ugh. There was blood everywhere, but I was more shocked to have found a python in the toilet.
Meaning he blindly just reached like between his legs into the toilet?
I guess he saw something move.
Oh, my God.
And then he, his last name is Thangtawanan. Thangtawanan said his, quote, testicles are safe now, end quote. Good. And he's lucky it wasn't a venomous snake. Well, yeah. Yeah. Mr. Brightside here. Yeah, I mean, geez. Seriously, look at him.
Whoa.
Even if his injuries have healed, the mental scars still haunt him.
Yeah.
And he hasn't used that toilet again since.
I would be hard pressed to use any toilet, I think, at that point.
Which that is, I guess, the reason why he looks so uncomfortable in that picture that we saw. I mean, he hasn't pooped in a month.
He's a little backed up.
He said, every time I go, I check what's inside and put brush in there to make sure.
But there is no way under any circumstances that if I thought I saw movement in the toilet, that my first move is not going to be get away from it.
Yeah.
He just sticks his hand into the toilet blindly. No, sir. I'm getting off that toilet and stepping a few steps away before I start to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, but you live in America, Ace. He's living overseas. And they don't ever know, you know, what's going to attack them. What he probably needed it for the hospital information to say, hey, what was that? So see if they have a treatment for it. I mean, it could have been some sort of an exotic spider or something coming up out of there.
Either way, I'm getting away from it.
He
just
needed to know. He needed to know what it was.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals. Hey guys, listen, buying a gift for the woman in your life can be really difficult. You spend a lot of time asking her friends for advice and then you still worry if she's going to like it. Well, let me tell you exactly what to get her that she will absolutely love. It's called the Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and women freak out over it. Trust me. Just go to tjritchie.com/deals to find it. Then use the code TJ at checkout and they'll knock 41% off the price. Remember, it's the Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth at tjritchie.com.